This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the theme from Seinfeld, of course. Now, I think I read somewhere today's Mario Day. I'm guessing that's why you're playing this, Jimmy. Is today Mario Day? Why is today Mario Day?
Well, the first three letters in March, M-A-R, the one is I, and the zero is an O.
That makes sense. That's adorable. Hey, these people that come up with this creative stuff.
How'd you know that?
No.
I play video games.
Don't but you know that? The origin of why today is Mario Day, but that makes sense. I saw someone tweet out this morning, is Mario the greatest video game character ever created?
No, Mike Tyson, punch out.
Well, he's a real person. It's got to be a fictional video game character.
Mario, you're making up. He was a little cartoon man in my.
I understand that, but give me Bald Bull, then give me Glass Joe. You can't have Mike Tyson being the greatest video game character ever created.
Fun fact: Mario is in the game. Mario's in the game as a referee.
In Mike Tyson?
Yeah, he's the referee. That counts. One, two.
I did not know that. Huh. Jimmy,
Sonic was cooler. Sonic could roll around, pick up coins.
More famous than Mario, or better.
Now, famous wise, Mario got it. If Mario and Luigi, like that was the genesis of video games.
But do you think Mario is more famous than Pac-Man?
I think Pac-Man is the only... Pac-Man and maybe Pikachu. Pikachu and Pac-Man are probably the only two that could hold a conversation here with Mario.
Because I'd go Centipede.
Centipede?
And Q-Bert and Frogger.
No.
Frogger and Q-Bert aren't going to make it.
You talking?
There wasn't enough of them. It was seven people that had those games.
But that's the beauty of it. I mean, Frogger was a frog. He didn't have to hit coins out of a thing. It was just a frog trying to get across the street.
So the most famous or the most badass? Because I would say Sonic was a bad man. Sonic could tear up everybody with his little roll. Sonic would whoop Mario's ass. Sonic would tear Mario up. Q-Bert, Centipede, Snake.
Mario has a mallet.
He does not have a mallet. He had to.
Well, he does.
He
in
had
Donkey
to gain
Kong.
His mallet.
In Donkey Kong, he's got a mallet.
Oh, Donkey Kong! You talking about whooping ass? I think Donkey Kong could take everybody.
But he just did the one game, Donkey Kong. That was it. Guy did one hit wonder.
Are we talking about fighting?
I don't know.
Because Donkey Kong is a gorilla.
What are you guys talking about?
And I think he's a giant gorilla too. I don't think he's just your average gorilla.
The little guy that used to step on the hamburger tops, he was pretty nice.
Oh, Burger Time.
He was quick.
What are we talking about, Solana? Do you recall?
I just feel bad for Jimmy because, like, finally one argument he probably could win, and you
he's
guys
got
are
everything on this one.
Yeah, and I don't know what you guys did with that.
Well, Mario and Sonic can actually fight in Smash Brothers. There's a game that
is
they
that get, so?
Yeah, Sonic is in it.
Huh.
What?
It's the largest crossover game. Like, Sonic's in it, Pac-Man is in it.
What? Pac-Man's in a game other than Pac-Man?
Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Pac-Man ain't got no arms. I know Pac-Man ain't whooping no ass. He ain't got no arms, Jimmy.
Pac-Man will take you up on that $100,000 offer to mouth kiss you. He's got that.
I'll kiss Pac-Man in the mouth. Pac-Man can get some sugar.
What's that mouth do, Pac-Man?
Pac-Man can for sure get some sugar.
We can give you a quick Panthers update. Road to a repeat. That's sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. We talked plenty of Panthers in the last segment with Billy Lindsay. I'm just going to read to you an interesting tweet from Pierre LeBrun, who is one of the greatest hockey insiders of all time. This is fascinating to me about Brad Marchand. Little tidbit on Brad Marchand's contract, which was front-loaded when he signed back in 2016. While the AAV is $6.125 million, his actual cash this season was $4 million, and $3 million of that was already paid in a signing bonus, which left $1 million in salary this year. With 50% retention by the Bruins, we know they retained 50% of the contract. With 50% retention by the Bruins, my math isn't great, but I think the Panthers, in reality, are paying Marchand about $125,000 for the rest of the season.
Zito.
That's amazing.
Zito playing chess. Y'all playing checkers. That's
amazing.
Wild.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Now, the Bruins turned that, a paltry sum of money, in a season where they're not going anywhere, they turned that into a first-round pick. So they did all right. You know what I mean? Like, they had no money left, really, to spend on him. They probably weren't going to retain him next season. Nope. They turned it into a first-round pick. Panthers get an unbelievable extra addition for the rest of the season, whatever he might give you, and then the postseason. But the Bruins really didn't do badly there. They turned something disappearing, the last trails of smoke from a fire, they turned it into a first-round pick. So they did all right.
Yeah, and like you said, Hawk, we'll never know now what was any other team offering that, you know, that two or one, no matter what the escalator thing is, for if they get a first-round pick for it. But he's happy. The Panthers are happy. And now hearing this, the Bruins are happy. All three people are excited and happy about this trade. That's very you know, rare in trades when a player and both teams are happy about it.
I don't know if the Bruins are happy. I don't know if I would say that the Bruins are happy.
I think they are. They got a first round pick.
Maybe though, right?
It was going to be gone. Well, if the Panthers go beyond round two, which I can't imagine that they won't. And Marchand, I think, plays a majority of the games.
It's incentive-based, yeah. He has to play, like, the majority of games in the playoffs. The Panthers have to get past the second round. then it becomes a first round pick. But Hawk, it's a late first round pick. Typically in hockey, like even first round picks outside of the top couple guys, you're kind of just taking a flyer. They'll spend the first couple years in the minors anyway.
But you have another asset. I mean, the Bruins have to rebuild. So you have another asset now, and it's in place of something you were losing. You know what I mean? I mean, Crowder's kind of right on this. Everybody wins in this situation. Like, they're Brad Marchand, obviously, because maybe someone did offer more for him, Crowder. There's not that much more you could offer. No one's going to offer two first rounders for a guy who's not going to sign an extension, you know. So I don't think there was much more. But they also wanted to do right by him, and he obviously wanted to come to Florida.
Yeah, and then, what, 18 games, 20 games left, whatever. I don't know how many games the Bruins got left. And he came in injured, so he doesn't have to play. They might not see him ever again. So now I can get – even if the worst is a second-round pick, I got something back for a player that's not going to be here next year and might not play the rest of the season. The Panthers get a guy that if he's healthy, he is a dog on the ice. And the Panthers are going to shoot him at 125. We'll pay him the rest of the money that we had to pay him anyway. I think the Bruins are excited by this. It's really the Panthers picking up 125 off their books.
You guys are downplaying how much a fan base hates to see their biggest rival, who has literally stripped them of success over the past 2 years, celebrate. I get more joy from watching the Knicks lose and the Celtics lose and the Bucks lose and the Sixers lose than I do with the Heat winning. And I think for Boston, it's the same thing.
I'm with you. And I believe that played into what Bill Zito and the Panthers did. Because I think if they sat in a boardroom and said, okay, is a guy who we're going to have for 18 games and going to be injured probably for many of them, we're already Stanley Cup champions, is this guy worth giving up a first-round pick for? And probably, to a man, you would say, nah, probably not. That's not, like, we shouldn't give up draft capital for that. And then you go, but what if it's the Bruins and we're taking their captain and whatever? I think that plays into it. I really think it does, where it's like, oh, okay, in that scenario, yeah, let's do it. Let's give them the conditional first-round pick and hammer that nail right into the coffin. So I think it works out great for the Panthers. I love seeing the salty Bruins fans, you know, lose their captain to this particular team. Like, it's a great trade for the Panthers, as far as I'm concerned.
Great for the Panthers organization, great for the Bruins organization, and great for the player in Marchand. To your point, Solana, not great for the fan base of Boston.
True. All right, let's get headlines here. There's a lot of movement in the NFL because it's the legal tampering period. Headlines brought to you by Dorel Hyundai. At Dorel Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Dorel Hyundai.
Just going really back to Pierre LeBrun, Hawk. He writes in The Athletic. That's where I get all my hockey news from. He needs to change his name. He's an excellent, excellent hockey analyst, and I think he might be the best to do it in the NHL. But every time he gets credited with a take or a report, I think it's LeBron James reporting on hockey, and it confuses the hell out of me.
You're LeBron?
Well, because they just write LeBron. It's spelled like LeBron, but you change the O for the U, and they credit it. Like, they would do Sharanya report, right? LeBron report. And now all of a sudden, LeBron James is a hockey insider, and it just confuses the hell out of me.
Mm. All right, email him.
Okay. They got email in Canada, Hawk? That works over there?
I'm not certain.
Have the Dolphins done anything? Because
I believe they're the only team in the NFL that has not done anything. I'm not kidding.
Chris Greer's hanging in the bushes. He's waiting for somebody to slip up.
Ah, it's the Bruce Sherman approach. How do you play, Greer?
Take it easy.
Come on. This Dolphins team, they are so active in this crap every friggin' season, and now you're going to kill them for not being active in it when you crush them for being too active in it?
I don't crush anybody. I love to be a part of the action. Jump in the pool. The waves are on. Yeah.
No, I mean, I think it's a bold move by Greer. You know, let all the good players sign deals elsewhere, and then, you know, you just you fill out your roster with guys nobody else wants.
There you go. Breaking news. Signing nobody.
Huh. Yeah. Hawk, you said it earlier. Sometimes you got to zig when everybody's zagging.
That's what I'm saying, man. Everybody's, somebody's got a heartbeat. Oh, we got to go get them. Listen, sit back, relax, take stock of everything.
You do that now? What, once the tampering period already opened? Or you do that before the tampering period opens?
Listen, I imagine there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. Huh.
Yeah. They put a lot of feelers out.
They're putting
they
out
brought their feelers.
Feelers
back.
Yeah. Feelers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when the Dolphins do something, I'll update you. I mean, we might keep Kader Kohou. Maybe.
There you go.
Look at there.
All right.
Action, Jack.
Okay.
Wasn't there some talk about them going after Joey Bosa?
Yeah.
I saw that over the weekend.
Yeah.
Hmm. See?
It's kind of crazy he got waived, right? Or was it waived or cut, or he's just not signing an extension?
Nah, he got waived.
He got waived?
Yeah.
So it seems like the Chargers are moving on from the old guys.
Yeah, I think his best days are behind him, too. I mean, I don't think I'm not breaking any news there.
Him, Khalil Mack, yeah. Great in 2000.
Actually, Mack re-signed with them. Mack re-signed with them.
For a stupid amount of money. Re-signed
Khalil
with the
Mack got brand?
Yeah.
Khalil Mack's 106.
Yeah.
From the Chargers.
That's crazy.
Senior.
I wish I was better at football, man.
Me too.
Good, I wish. Goodness gracious, I wish I was better.
Laremy Tunsil just got traded to the Commanders.
Hmm.
Justin Fields, of course, signs a 2-year, $40 million deal with the Jets, and the Seahawks signed Sam Darnold. He got 3 years, $100.5 million, $55 million guaranteed.
Has anyone seen the videos going viral on Twitter of Tua on the boat?
Mm-hmm.
You got some bad ones with him?
He's got a beer belly.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's just say you have two broken feet, Crowder. You might be in better shape than Tua right now.
Let me see. Who got that pot?
He's got a little bit of a beer belly working.
Oh. Hmm.
It's what you wanted, though, right, Hawk?
Oh, Tua.
You wanted fat Tua, immobile Tua, in the pocket. Right?
No, I wanted skinny Tua running. I was betting the overs. I did not want fat Tua.
Well, you did last year, but I'm saying once,
man,
you know, after week
little,
two.
That little girl. See, the little girl wants it. Man, I'm telling you, them cameras get you in trouble. That little funny face girl, she wanted attention, and now she got Tua getting made fun of on social media.
Yep.
RC was right.
Probably just had a big lunch, though. Probably a little bloated from lunch.
We got that bread, Hawk. It's hard to have $250 million and say skinny.
No, he had a literal loaf of bread right before that video. If you're
honey,
by bread, you're referring to a tray of Panera on the boat? Yes.
He just ate all the clam chowder and the bread bowl and then walked outside.
Nah, I mean, this season's shaping up to be great. I mean, we've signed zero fat guys and our quarterback
is... Well, we don't need any fat guys. Yeah, we've got one.
Our quarterback is Zion Tungavailoa.
Tua said, no more help. I'm going to get big.
I'm going to protect myself.
I'm protecting myself.
I mean, he did say, I don't care who's on the offensive line. I get the ball out quick. I mean, literally, he might play on the offensive line this season.
Sourdough Tua.
That's how you save money. That's how you save money. Quarterback, also offensive lineman. Greer's thinking.
Josh Allen got a bunch of money yesterday, guys. Record extension with the Bills, 6 years, $330 million through the 2030 season, which means we'll be miserable till 2030. And that includes $250 million guaranteed. You guys want to guess? Most guaranteed money in NFL history ever handed out. Josh Allen, number one. You want to guess the next three?
Mahomes got to be up there with that deal he got. Yeah.
No?
No?
No.
Lamar Jackson?
No.
Myles Garrett?
Nope.
Most guaranteed money in NFL history?
Yeah, in a single contract, right? So sign a contract, guaranteed money.
For that particular contract.
Josh Allen broke the record, $250
million.
You're not
going to tell me Daniel Jones.
Deshaun Watson, $230 million. Number three.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson, he started that crazy guaranteed money stuff.
Yeah. He's going to end it, too.
It's over for him.
Dak Prescott
Who's
is
three?
Third. Dak.
That makes sense.
$229.5 million, and Joe Burrow is fourth. Right now, Hawk, since you brought up Lamar Jackson, this is fascinating. Highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL. This is average salary per year, which is one way to look at it. Doesn't necessarily mean like it is what it is.
Right.
But
it doesn't always translate to what actually ends up happening.
Right, but I just think it's a funny exercise. Average salary per year, highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL. Dak Prescott is number one, $60 million per year. Josh Allen now is second, 55. He's tied with Burrow, $55 million. Tied with Trevor Lawrence, $55 million. Tied with Jordan Love, $55
million. Jordan Love, $55
million. That's your top five. Tua Tagovailoa is sixth at $53.1 million. Goff is seventh, $53 million. Herbert, $52.5 million. Lamar Jackson, ninth highest paid quarterback in the NFL on average salary per year, $52 million. Remember, he held out to become the highest paid quarterback, and all of a sudden he's the
ninth. That's how quickly it moves.
Yeah.
And who's up next? Somebody's going to beat Josh. Whoever's up next is going to beat Josh, and somebody's going to jump him.
Right. Who could it be, though, right? Because Mahomes has a giant contract. Josh Allen has a giant contract.
But Mahomes signed that giant contract like 3 years ago where it was $450 million over 10 years. Bro, Mahomes is going to go tell the owner of the Chiefs, hey, F that contract. Give me $500 million guaranteed and make me the highest paid quarterback annually.
Which, by the way, he'd be deserving of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going to be, I don't know when Jalen Hurts is up again. He's not up there. He just won a Super Bowl. If I was Jalen Hurts people, I'd go back to the Eagles right now and say, hey, I'm not in the top 10. I just won your Super Bowl.
Yep.
Oh, and Mike Gesicki signed a 3-year, $25.5 million deal on Saturday. I wanted to bring that up. That's
Where?
Funny. Back in Cincinnati. Contract extension.
Okay. This Mike Gesicki has pictures of somebody.
Crazy.
No.
He had a good season last season.
He was really good this past year.
He had a couple good games.
No, he had a good season. What? Look at his stats from last season. I think he had a good statistical season.
Yeah. No, I mean, Mike McDaniel, he wants tight ends who can block. He wants Julian Hill. Doesn't want to throw the ball.
Wait, you wanted Julian Hill.
Yeah. Yeah. Gigantic 2024, fellas.
Well, yeah.
600 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Killing it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like a...
Come on, man.
I mean, that was a Gronk season, right? About 600 yards, couple of tutties.
Don't make a nickname and act like it's better than what it is. It's two touchdowns.
What did Julian Hill have? 12 receptions, 100 yards.
Julian Hill had 1.5 hands.
A lot of that Julian Hill's about to show out.
Yeah.
I used to amp up Devontae Parker early in his career, and then I had to fizzle out.
Yeah. You know who you used to amp up?
Isaiah Ford. Dude,
the receiver from Florida. Callaway.
No, the crazy one that kept getting arrested from Florida.
Callaway.
Yeah, Antonio Callaway's. I'm about to break all Mark Duper and Mark Clayton's records.
We all have that one player, because I'm pretty sure Hawk called Preston Williams the next Randy Moss.
I did think he had the size.
We're all guessing.
He did. Come on. If you looked at Preston Williams, remember that preseason that he had? Yeah. We were like, whoa, this guy is a find.
I'm with you. He was like 6'5", 210. He was a big, good-looking dude. Yeah, like, I remember
prototype.
Preston. Yep, I remember Preston.
Man, if only he was a good football receiver.
Hey, he's on the Montreal Alouettes, playing in the CFL. Preston Williams.
Oh,
really?
Get that salary tariffed. Making half the loonies he thought.
I swore he'd be telling kids no running in the hallway. He's still playing ball.
The Heat play tonight.
Yeah, I'll give you 15 minutes to eat in the next segment. I'll give you some lines for tonight's game.
Cool. LeBron's going to be out 1 to 2 weeks with a groin strain. We don't have time to talk about it, but the Joker, Jokic, dropped the first ever 30-20-20 game in NBA history. That means
unbelievable.
He got a triple-double, and then he got another triple-double in the same game. Insane.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's what he did.
20 assists.
40-20-20.
I know that's never been done before.
Never been done before.
Nowhere close to that. I did not hear that.
20-20-20 has been done before. Russell Westbrook, I think Oscar Robertson, and Joker. But he had the first ever 30-20-20 game.
That's nuts.
Yeah. And voter fatigue is going to give SGA the MVP. It's ridiculous. It really is. Even though SGA is deserving, but Joker is a three-time MVP. He's having the best season he's ever had. So how can he not be the MVP? Tonight's game, Heat Hornets, 7:30. Panthers play tomorrow versus the Bruins. They're on the road for the next two. Inter Miami did win yesterday. They beat Charlotte FC 1-0. They were down to 10 men. Messi did not play. They'll play on Thursday. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Your accident. Attorneys.com, free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy. Tonight the lows will be in the 70s. That's your weather.
All right, we'll give you 15 minutes of heat in the next segment. We will give you a chance to win two tickets to Buckets and Bets in the next segment as well. So don't go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You keep up your diet. Croak is in your future.
Hawk and Crowder.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do a very abbreviated 15 minutes of heat. Who brings us 15 minutes of heat, Solana?
It's brought to you by my friends at Hollywood Kia. Right now at Hollywood Kia, get the star treatment. They're the number one Kia dealer in all Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com.
Would you like to guess the line for tonight's Heat Hornets game? Heat hosting the Hornets. The Hornets stink. Heat coming off a terrible loss to Chicago, unless you had bet Chicago plus 4.5, which I did. Terrible loss to the Bulls on Saturday. Heat tonight hosting the Hornets.
Oh, low. They're favored still. 2.5.
Solana?
I know because I did my prep for the pregame show already, and I do a segment on the line, so I know what the line is. Crowder, 2.5. Come on. What? It's the Hornets, bro. It's the Hornets.
Heat minus 9.
They lost a 17-point lead.
Well, which game are you talking about? 1 of 20. There's 1 of 20 games this season that they had a 17-point lead. Explain to me, Solana, why does Khalil Ware not play in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have an explanation for it. And why, first 4 points of the game, Khalil Ware the other day at the rim. First play of the game, Davion Mitchell pick and roll forces Khalil Ware to have an opportunity at the rim. It seems like every time he starts, first couple minutes, lobs to Khalil. He's engaged in the offense. And then second half, it's like he's not out there. He's a ghost. I don't know. I can't figure it out.
And on the other side, why the hell is Terry Rozier still playing? Do you want to see more
game.
Terry?
Yeah, he's in game against Chicago. The beginning of the game against Chicago, he was looking all right.
All right. I've never in his tenure, what is it going? It's 2 years now. It's been last year. I've never said, boy, we need Terry out there.
Nah, that's not true. He was actually really good when he got here last year. He's been bad this year. There's no other way to put it. Literally one of the worst players in the NBA when he's out on the floor in terms of net rating and impact compared to when he's off. You bring up his game against Chicago Hawks, that might have been his best game of the season. Yeah. Literally. Like, it might have been the best game of the season, but I think there's a large enough sample size. Like, there's no reason for him to be out there in the final minutes of a game. There's just not.
I'm looking at Ask Ira in the Sun Sentinel. I hadn't read it in advance, but it says it seems to be the Kalel Ware question. Eric Spoelstra, why was Kalel Ware not in the lineup in the fourth quarter? He was great in the first quarter at blocking all of their shots close to the basket and forced the Bulls to stop driving. The kid is very intimidating in the paint and has great potential and can change the game around, so why not play him in crunch time? You would not have seen Kobe White or Trey Jones attacking the rim and scoring so freely in the fourth. This is what Ira answers. Eric Spoelstra mentioned a minutes restriction with Kalel Ware back after missing three games with a knee issue, but Kalel did not indicate that was a factor. It comes down to trust, and the late game trust does not appear to be there. With opponents going small, the options are limited with Kalel, who typically plays a deep drop that allows open three-point attempts, the very types of shots you try to avoid allowing against a rallying opponent. And the problem is Kalel Ware has not been very good in the zone. But at some point, you would think the trade-off for rebounds and deterrence would at least be considered. I don't know. Spo does get stubborn sometimes. We've talked about that for years. And so if he's made this decision that Ware's not his guy in the fourth quarter, he'll stick with that for a while.
I also, this is what I caution, though, when people talked about Bam's not a five. We got to find a true five and play Bam at the four. And guess what? Bam has looked good at the four next to Kalel Ware. But at Eric Spoelstra's core, within the absolute fibers of his being, Bam Adebayo's his center in a playoff game, in the most important part of a game. He just is. So, like, that's the way it's going to be.
Is he athletic enough? Because Cleveland's whooping ass, but Mobley and Allen can go out. Like, they go cover and they can shoot threes. So, they're bigs that have the range. Kalel doesn't have that range. I don't know if he can work into it, but no, when I watch the bigs play now. They're not Shaq and the Kimbe Mutombo bigs. They're very agile bigs.
No, he's a shoot. Like, he can shoot. I mean, his three-point shot, you know, was part of why he got drafted. Like, he can extend the floor. He can. He's pretty athletic for being 7 feet. He can hit J's. He has, like, this little runner that goes sometimes as well. I don't know. I don't get it.
His over-under tonight is 9.5, and I think I'm taking the over because there's too much talk. First of all, this is a team that he should just, you know, you get young guys, like, guys you don't necessarily trust. You can play them against Charlotte. You should be able to. I'm taking Kalel Ware over 9.5 tonight. Book it.
I'm taking the points.
I don't know.
You're taking Charlotte in the points? I took the Bulls in the points on Saturday. I said there's no chance that they're going to beat up on this Bulls team.
Well, you want to know the funny part? You said they blew a 17-point lead. The Hornets are entering tonight's game, coming off a victory against the Brooklyn Nets, where they trailed by 17, came back and won the game, marking their largest come-from-behind home win of the season. They just had a performance where they were down 17, came back, and beat the Brooklyn Nets. This is what the Heat do. Double-digit leads, they blow them. Bro, if I'm betting the game tonight, which I'm not, I would bet the Hornets plus the points.
I'm betting Ware over right now, over 9.5. I'm putting it in right now as we speak. All right, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. We'll get some headlines. I think Dan Day will be subbing in. You got to get to the arena, Solana. We'll get some headlines from Dan Day. We will talk NFL and all that hoo-ha as well. And I'll give away the buckets and bets tickets in the next segment because we've run out of time in this segment. So I will give out the buckets and bets tickets in the next segment. So don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Anyone see a big fancy car at the KFC driving? Could be messy.
Hawk and Crowder.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm Jordan Ross.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.